Welcome to Droid Today, your daily dose of Android news, tips, and tricks. Host Chris Wilson on today, Tuesday, the 10th of March 2015, and we have a brand new episode of Droid Today for you today, your daily dose of Android news, tips, and tricks. On today's episode, we're going to take a bit more of a step back after the chaos of the Apple Watch event and all the stuff that, all the commentary that's been happening over the last couple of days focused on the Apple Watch. And we're going to focus a lot more on Google-specific, Android-specific things. We've got two stories about Android Wear related, smartwatch related things. Yes, smartwatches seem to be the hot topic at the moment for sure. But we've also got a few device updates that are going to come along. So let's get stuck in with the news. Android Wear is soon going to support Wi-Fi and gestures. Moto 360 comes to the Motorola Maker. HTC Blink Feed for all, as long as you've got Android 4.4. And Android 5.1 is official. So, let's start off with the Android Wear news. Obviously, it's a great time to leak some spec about changes and improvements coming to Android Wear after the Apple Watch event yesterday. And there are two new features that are going to come to Android Wear devices. These are Wi-Fi for devices which have the hardware for it, obviously, and gestures, which allow scrolling of through your device. So you won't be stuck with having to move one screen up, one card up out of the way, then have another one and move that card up. No, instead you should be able to scroll a lot more easily and smoothly through the different cards. I guess it is one of the defects in the interface. Also, Wi-Fi connectivity will be good. It will help the devices to become slightly more independent than they are at the moment. At the moment, they're very reliant on the smartwatch, but having them a bit more independent, that could be a great thing. A few updates coming along to Android Wear. Great to see improvements coming along. Great to see this platform moving forward. Much better than the reverse and not hearing anything. And who cares about the timing, eh? So, continuing along that theme, of course, the Moto 360, one of the more popular of the Android Wear devices, and definitely one of the more stylish of the Android Wear devices, has now moved over into the Moto Maker section of Motorola as well. This means that you can really customize your Motorola 360. If you want a leather watch strap, you can get that. If you want a metallic one, you can get that. If you fancy gold outside, you can get that. Black, silver, you can get those as well. Again, interesting to see that this has come straight after Apple have released their ones with all their customization as well. I commented yesterday that, you know, the Apple Watch comes in many different forms more than other Android watches. Well, actually, with these changes, maybe the Motorola comes with more options and more variety. I'm not saying for certain. I haven't counted up all the different options that you can do, but certainly it's moving that way, and that's definitely another step in favour of Android Wear, especially with a device which is considered pretty good looking. The Moto 360 has been viewed as one of the better looking devices, even if it does have that annoying little bezel, flat tire, as some people have said, at the bottom. So a good update. HTC Blink Feed was a feature which, when first introduced on the HTC One M7 version, this is 2 years ago, had very mixed opinions. Some people didn't like that HTC were getting rid of widgets. Other people really liked the useful way it was displaying information all the time. Since then, HTC have evolved the Blink Feed more. They've not forced it as your only home screen option, but as one of the options on your home screen. And now, as HTC has continued to roll out its apps across other devices, they're doing the same with Blink Feed. So if you want a great way to view data, view feeds, social media updates, and so on your Android device, smartwatch, smartphone even, then this app could be for you. At the moment, it's limited to Android 4.4 devices and higher, and I wouldn't expect to see it on any lower-end devices. Manufacturers don't usually extend software down the chain. They usually focus on, they usually move it up the chain, if any. So, if you fancy checking out the HTC Blink Feed, now you can. The final story from today is, of course, the big news. Android 5.1 is official and the changelog has come out. A very strange story considering it's been out for a while and on Android One devices. If you remember, that came out a while back. That came out a few weeks ago now, even. But now it's going to Nexus devices. They've been posted up, and it's going out to Nexus devices as we speak. And there is an official changelog from Google with the differences between Android 5 and Android 5.1. It's an interesting... The whole story is quite interesting. You have to wonder a bit about the timing. The day after the Apple Watch event, is this Google trying to drown out Apple? Maybe it just happened that they couldn't release the Nexus versions until now. But it is a bit of strange timing, especially as it's the official release, the official changelog today, but it's been out for over a week now. So it is a bit of a strange story, even when you just look at that. But let's dive into the new features. So straight away you can see that the interruption slider is one of the biggest complaints about Android, the version 5. They've been changed a bit, so now you can control the settings a lot more. You're not going to end up accidentally muting your device for hours, and it's not a requirement to use the priority VIP setting. It's much clearer which setting you're on there. Device protection has been built in. This is a feature which Apple and Samsung phones have had for a while, but what this basically means is if a thief gets their hands on your device and you block it using Android Device Manager, then they are not going to be able to factory reset and be able to use the device again. They will need your Google account password to be able to unlock it, even if they factory reset it. So basically, it boosts the security, which will help discourage thieves from robbing smartphones in the future, and helps ensure your safety a bit more. Screen pinning was another new feature that came in Android 5.1, and it's been refined a bit in Android 5. It's been refined a bit in Android 5.1. They've added slightly more obvious visual clues, like if you pull, if you scroll up, that's where the pin icon appears, and it's more obvious where to press to get out of screen pinning. It's a great idea, great feature to help hand over your device, but not reveal any information that you don't want people to see. Perhaps one of the another minor change again is minor changes to the quick settings that have appeared. So now the icons animate when you tap them to change the settings, and there are some changes within the Wi-Fi settings and Bluetooth settings, so it's easier to change between Bluetooth connections or Wi-Fi connections. The biggest features probably from this new update are HD voice and dual SIM capabilities. Dual SIM capabilities, of course, have been on some alternative Android devices for a while, but from third parties, but now it's baked into the OS. So that's going to make it a lot easier for a smaller manufacturer to add that feature in to a future hardware device. HD voice will also, of course, allow for higher quality of voice calling coming from your Android phones. So that's the news of the Android 5.1 update. Nothing spectacular, but some important changes, some important refinements that should help overcome some of the annoyances people have expressed with some of these new features as well. It'll also be interesting to see if people notice a performance bump with a new version, or if there'll actually be a performance decrease, as does happen sometimes. Well, those are the four stories today. It's a lot shorter episode than yesterday, for obvious reasons. If you've enjoyed today's episode, then please head over to iTunes and give us a little rating or review. It will help other people to find us. And also, if you'd like to give us some feedback or comments, or check out the show notes, then head over to droidtoday.com and you can leave a comment there or see the show notes. Or send us a message on Twitter @_droidtoday. I'm going to sign off now. I'm quite tired, so I hope you'll forgive the shorter one. But I'll see you again tomorrow for more Android news, tips, and tricks. Bye.